Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and happy Wednesday, everybody. This is Lisa Diamond. I am substituting today for Greg Peterson, who is still out on vacation over in Europe. Had a fabulous time in Mallorca. Popped the question to Jen Hawkins, who said yes. So that was an exciting adventure for them over in Mallorca, and then they're spending a little time together. So I am back for my second week here, and I don't know, maybe you guys are new callers or new listeners on Blog Talk. I actually co-hosted Blog Talk for about on Wednesdays. We used to call it Whatever Wednesday, and I did that with David Olson and Ian Robb. And so occasionally I get called back to fill in. So last week we did a call with Tim Jenkins out of Minnesota on how to do presentations and fill the room. Today I am actually going to talk about follow-up. It is kind of one of my areas of expertise. In addition to being a Beamer distributor, I have a marketing company. So today we're going to talk about some follow-up that you guys can implement into your business. It's actually a really great time right now in Beamer to do some follow-up because you have lots to talk about. First would be on June 30th is the last day or while supplies last for the Beamer Basic Set promotion. So, you know, that's always a good call. And people always say, well, what do I say when I follow up? How do I follow up? And I'm a huge proponent of actually picking up the phone and making a phone call. Very few people do that, and it definitely will help you stand out from the crowd. People in general, human nature, is to have connection. And so even though we sometimes get in our own heads, get in our own way, and think, oh, what am I going to say? How am I going to follow up? They don't want to hear from me. They haven't bought a Beamer yet. And really, if you make the call about adding value and creating connection, the call will take care of itself. So, again, that would be a good lead up, and it literally could sound like, you know, hey, Bob, this is Lisa. I know we haven't spoken in a few months, but I just wanted to touch base with you and see how you're doing. Bob answers, he's doing great, or he still has that same lower back issue he had before when I saw him before. Awesome. Would you be open to, you know, be trying the Beamer again, have another session? You know, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Doesn't really matter what the answer is. Bob, I don't know if I have mentioned to you, but we do have a promotion going on with Beamer, and they introduced a new set. It's a basic set on what it comes with, and, you know, the price is much lower than the premium Evo set. You don't get all of the accessories, but blah, 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 right? And now you're in a conversation. You can also tag on to that conversation It's a really good time now, Bob. If Beamer, if you are at all interested in bringing Beamer into your life, we've been notified that there is going to be a price increase August 1st. And, you know, they're going to go up about 7%. So now is actually a really great time to do that. And, again, it doesn't feel uncomfortable. You're just sharing the information with them. It's up to them whether they make the choice or not. Maybe it isn't necessarily a good time to pull the trigger for Bob, which is okay. Maybe you have not shared with them that there are financing options. Bob would be open to that, different ways to follow up. Speaking of the price increase, you have between now and August 1st or July 30th to July 31st to let people know that there is going to be a price increase. And it, even if you just go back 6 months to the people that you've introduced Beamer to, and hopefully you're keeping track of those people in some way on a spreadsheet or something, so that you don't forget people, because we forget sometimes who we've talked to because we're trying to share it with Beamer with as many people as possible. So take a look at your list. Go back through your disclaimers. Go back if you've done any shows or expos, and literally block out a time of day. On Friday afternoon's not a good time. On Thursday morning, I'm going to spend 2 hours making phone calls. Even if they don't answer, have kind of write it out if you need to, a script, and leave the message. Always invite them in the message to text you back if they'd like to schedule a time to talk or schedule a time to get on the Beamer. Give them multiple options. Ways in which you can follow up about the price increase. Again, always providing value first. Maybe you compose an email, provide them with some customer testimonials. You can get those through the back office in your distributor library in the sales and marketing area, where distributors have actually recorded compliant testimonial videos. You can share those in an email or a text. Giving them additional reasons, why people love their Beamers. You could also craft or email or text about the science of Beamer and how it's worth every penny. Email or text, phone calls, even maybe the message you leave for somebody making a phone call, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to jump on one of our Wellness Wednesdays with our medical director, Dr. Burka, but I have a great short 1-minute video I'd love to text to you. Let me know if you have any questions after you see it. And if you have Beamer Share, I believe the shorts are in Beamer Share, so you can share them right from that. But those are also, great lead-ins. Anytime that we have new marketing materials, new marketing assets that you can share, you want to keep people updated on that in some way. I like email. Texting is kind of a more intimate communication where you're kind of like in their hand on their phone. Voicemail is great because they can listen to the voicemail and respond or not respond appropriately. So I'm going to pause for a second. Oh, we did have somebody with their hand raised, and now it's gone. So if you have any questions about follow-up, how to follow-up, what to say for follow-up, go ahead and hit 1 on your phone, and I will take questions. All right. 301-602. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. Who am I talking
Hello.
To?
Hello. Hi, this is Lynn. I'm calling from Virginia. And I just, and distributor since 2016, but then got out of it. And I'm just looking and getting on this call for the first time in a long time. You mentioned the marketing, and that actually was on my today list of things to do today. Where in the back office, because I'm on my back office, where in the back office is the marketing?
Okay, so you go to your back office, then you go to distributor library on the left-hand side menu.
Okay.
Give it a minute to populate. If it doesn't populate right away, and then you're going to have categories. The first thing that you're going to see in that distributor library is the Team Up calendar, and that is a calendar put out by the corporate office with all of meetings, academies, events, Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays, Medical Mondays. They've got longevity virtual Super Saturday coming up. You'll find all of that on the calendar. But if you scroll down, once that populates, you'll see sales and marketing. So your marketing aspect will be there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And,
you are welcome.
You know, here's a question. Here's a question about follow-up. So I was handed a lead from a gentleman who wanted to purchase. I was told he was ready to purchase a vet unit, like, yesterday, you know, and don't know him. He's from a distributor who no longer has his distributorship anymore. I was one of the first people. I was the first person in Virginia to own a vet unit. It never really got to fly, you know, as far as promoting it. But so here's my question for follow-up. Is it I talked to him briefly. He did not want to talk to me. He was busy shopping. He didn't want to talk to me, but he said, yes, I've been trying to buy a horse unit. And I said, well, I'm on the same team as your friend Jim, and I'd be willing to help you out with that. You don't have any questions? He goes, nope, no questions. I just want to buy one. I said, okay, well, he goes, well, text me your website and your phone number and stuff, and thank you very much. So that was the first introduction. And I thought, you know, sometimes they don't want to talk. You can't talk to them, you know, don't throw up on them. And so I texted him the other day saying, you know, when you get to my website, because it's a little tricky. You have to fill out the form. It's a little different than it used to be. And texted him. He said, okay. But so, I mean, give it, what, another couple, 2 days? I don't want to pound him for the sale, you know?
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you. So first thing, when I'm going to just back up a little bit and share with you and everybody, like, how I would have ended that phone call with him.
Okay.
First of all, when you call somebody, when I call somebody, I always say, is this a good time? And if he would have said, no, I'm in the middle of shopping right now, great. Is tomorrow at noon a good time? And establish, like, you're respecting his space and his boundaries and his time, and they typically will commit to a day and a time if you,
perfect.
If you throw it out there that way. Now, even if you didn't start with that and he says, I just want to buy a Beamer, give me, you know, send me your phone number and your website, I would have said, fabulous. I like to walk my client through the purchase process. Would you be available later today to complete that purchase? And when you're asking them questions, when you're asking them questions, because like you said, it could be a little tricky, right? Going in there to purchase. And then, you know, life happens, he forgets, whatever. You want to kind of close that sale in a softer way of, I like to walk my clients through the purchase process. Would you be available later this afternoon or tomorrow morning? And he says, tomorrow morning.
Schedule.
They'll answer your question. Yeah, they'll answer your question. Schedule it. Make it an appointment, and I think that you will find that people will respond positively to that. Now, that's what I would have done going backwards. In your current situation, You sent him your URL, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you did do a follow-up with him to say, I've sent you the URL. I've sent you the web shop.
Correct.
Information. Okay, great. And how long ago was that? How many days ago?
Today will be day two.
Okay. I would give it one more day tomorrow. And I would send him a text message because he apparently likes to text. So read people's actions. And sometimes we don't. We're just in the moment of, I just want to get that sale. And we're not really reading their body language, their reaction, their what they prefer. So he clearly prefers text message. Totally fine. You're going to text him and say, you know, good morning, Jim. Hope you're having a great day. Whatever his name is. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
You know, hope you're having a great day. I just wanted to confirm with you if there's a day or time that we could get your purchase in before the price increase. Don't tell him when the price increase is. But now you're
no, this is a vet unit. It's not a price. This is not the basic set. This is a vet unit. Is that going to go up also?
No. Everything, every product that Beamer owns is increasing in price August 1st.
Oh, so it is. Okay. Hope you have a great day. I just wanted to say that again one more time.
Yeah. Hope you're having a great day. I just wanted to follow up with you regarding your purchase of the Beamer horse set. Do you have time today or tomorrow? Give him like 2 days, you know, today or tomorrow, and give him a time. I'd like to help you get that purchase in before the Beamer global price increase. But don't tell him when the price increase is.
Okay, I'm writing. Sorry, making this.
Well,
this is awesome.
Remember, this is recorded, so you can go back and listen to it when they put it up.
Okay.
And so just to understand what that's going to do for him, it's going to create urgency because nobody wants to pay more for a product tomorrow that they could have bought today.
Correct.
And he is likely going to respond to you.
That's awesome.
And I've got your phone number. I can see it on the screen. So I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to text you my number because I want to hear the end of the story.
Perfect. Okay. Great. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lynn. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in, and welcome back to Beamer.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Anybody else have any situations that you're wondering how maybe to follow up, what to say? I'm happy to, like, role play that out with you. Just hit one on your phone and go into the queue. I'll just kind of continue on with some follow-up tips. Customers are a great way to follow up. Especially customers that have the original, maybe they have the original Pro, or maybe they bought a Go set during that time, never added a B-body. They may have a referral for you. And, you know, the main thing about follow-up is staying top of mind. And you have sold somebody a $6,000 medical device, and you want to be of service to them in their health and wellness journey, not just selling the device and walking away and hope they live happily ever after. So if you're servicing them, even just to touch base and see how they're doing, or maybe it's been, I don't know, maybe it's been a year since you've spoken to them, but, you know, the call is, you know, hey, Judy, this is Lisa. Time flies. We haven't spoken in probably a year. I just wanted to touch base with you, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, you know, bring me up to date on what's going on in your life. and then stop talking and let them do the talking and get into a habit of just asking questions. Then, and I hear this all the time, Lynn actually said it in her call, you feel like you're throwing up all over them. Nobody wants to be thrown up on, and you feel uncomfortable doing it. So just ask questions and let them answer. And then based on their answer, go to your next question. If Judy tells you, you know what, I really kind of got out of the habit of using my Beamer, and, you know, now that issue I had with my knee is coming back. You know what, Judy, I knew there was a reason why I needed to call you today. So let's get you restarted on Beamer. Let's start all over from scratch and go back to that basic plan and get back into that habit. Does that sound like a plan for you? Again, I'm ending with a question. Yes, I would love that. Great. Do you want me to come over and show you how to use the device again? Like, go the extra mile, go the extra effort, and Judy is going to be grateful and thankful. She's going to feel better again. Her knee's going to get better again, and she's going to tell her friends about it. And then referrals are the easiest sales on the planet because they already have the validation from their friend or their family that they need to get this device. So I'll stop right there on that little tidbit. I've got some hands up, so I'll take questions. 805-406. 805-406, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Lisa. This is Jan Hopp, Central Coast, California, also known as Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup. And that was about 7 years ago. But thank you for giving your valuable time to help us. So, so many great things that you're talking about this morning. And we all appreciate it. Thank you, Lisa. So,
thank you.
With saying that, my question is, I got a call from someone I live in Central California, and I got a call from somebody from Westwood, California, and I need to see if I can reach somebody, a Beamer person down in that area, for a possible rental. So anybody, you know, you can pass my name, my number out, my info out to anyone that can help me in Westwood.
Okay, awesome. Jan, I'm going to give you, it's nice to hear your voice again. You were one of my fan favorites a few years ago, so thanks for calling in. I'm glad you're still listening. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. You a couple of ideas.
Oh, good, 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 fantastic.
First of all, if you are on Facebook and you are part of the Beamer IBD group on Facebook, you can just search. If you're not, just search Beamer IBD. There is a private group of just IBDs. So a lot of times people will post in there, hey, I need a rental or I need a demo or whatever, and they give the area that they need. Be specific if it's a large area, because sometimes that could be a 30 or 45 minute drive, right? And you can connect that way. The other way that I like to find people around the country is if you actually go to beamergroup.com, and likely your little picture is going to come up on the bottom. It's going to probably be sticky to you. But if you click on, if it's you in that little circle in the bottom right-hand corner when you go to beamergroup.com, if you click on that, there is an option to change distributor. And you can literally go to the search bar and type in the city that you're looking for. And it'll give you people that are in that city.
Okay. Okay. Search bar.
It actually gives you their phone number as well.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. That's good information.
The third option is if you've heard the name Scott Hayden, he does Beamer rentals. I think he charges, don't quote me on this, I think it might be like 150 to 170 a week for Beamer rental. And he'll ship it out. He does not support the customer in how to use it. You still have to do that. So you maintain your relationship with your client. He just ships the Beamer, collects the payment for the rental. You do the training and support.
And okay. What is Scott's last name again, Lisa?
His last name is Hayden. It's H-A-Y-D-E-N.
Okay. And I would find him on Beamer Group?
Yeah, you'll definitely find him on Beamer Group. You'll definitely find him in the IBD Facebook group. If you just, once you're inside that group, you can search Scott Hayden. I think his website, let me just check this for you on the far. Yeah, actually, the website, if you want to write this down, is as in Beamer, .rentals. So it's B.rentals.
Okay, B.rentals.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
instead
it. Nothing
of, instead
at
of dot .com, it's dot, yeah, instead of dot .com, it's dot .rentals.
Oh, B, the letter B, dot .rentals, period. That's it.
That's
wow.
It.
Okay.
You got
cool.
It.
Cool. Okay, great.
All right.
Great.
And then,
yeah,
and then depending on your client, just since we're talking about it, whether you want to pay the rental for them or they pay the rental, either
right.
way.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. I do want to tell a real quick story, though, about the Evo. May I?
Of course. Go ahead. Absolutely.
A little while, just a few weeks ago, I took my Evo with me to meet my daughter from New York in San Jose. We stayed at the hotel. I put the Evo pad across the bed because the bed, and put it across the bed so that both of us could lay on it, because I heard that you can do that, and because it's got 16 coils instead of 6 coils, that two people can lay on it at the same time and get benefits. So I tried that. I have had my Beamer for over 5 years, the Pro or the Essential set. I've never, ever felt the Beamer, ever, every day, twice a day. And sometimes all day after I broke my pelvis and, you know, recovering from grandma got run over by a pickup. But so we're laying there on that Evo bed, and I feel movement. I said, Sherry, I feel it for the first time in over 5 years. She says, yeah, me too. And she has an essential set, a Pro set. So she says, yeah, I do too, and I've never felt it before. So I said, it feels like there's movement inside my body. I said, I can't explain it. It's very different, you know, but that's how I explained it. Movement inside my body. So it was my blood flowing that I was feeling. She says, yeah. She says, I feel like it's like bubbles. Bubbles in my body. So there I go. So people are other people are probably having the same experience, but I needed to share that because I think it's really important that we know 16 coils compared to 6 coils is huge. Huge. So Beamer knows
Absolutely.
What they're doing. Beamer knows what they're doing,
Absolutely.
And I wrote down, Beamer is an incredible value. That was said on one of the blog talks last week, I think, but Beamer is an incredible value for what it does. Save my life. My husband and I are, you know, I'm way up there. In January, I had my 50 plus 36, and my health is better than when I was in my 20s, having my kids and surgeries and everything. I feel so much better. And my husband's 81, and I know I can't talk about him, but he's out there every day, out in the tractor, out weed eating. He was out there all day yesterday cutting down shrubs and everything. It really is a lifesaver, isn't it, Lisa?
It is. It definitely gave me mine back, and I am forever grateful.
Yeah, grateful every day. Every day for Beamer.
Absolutely.
So, okay, you have somebody else coming on?
I do not at the moment.
Okay.
If somebody has a question or wants to share some follow-up that they do that is beneficial, that works in their business, go ahead and hit 1 on your phone and get into the queue. Jan, thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay, and I wanted to say one more thing. You're absolutely right. The fortune is in the follow-up. And ask questions and ask for referrals. It's, we all have our lists. We all have our disclaimers. And it's just doing it. Just do it. And I'm saying that because I need to just do it. Seeing that for myself, too. So make it a great Wednesday, Lisa. Thanks for being there for us.
Thank you. Absolutely. You too.
God bless.
All right. So I'm going to go back into what else can you follow up with. So, again, I just helped somebody find the distributor library, but the team calendar. So we actually have an event coming up that Dr. Burka and Karsten are going to be hosting, and it's Longevity, Blood Flow, and Beamer. That event is on Saturday, July 20th. So Saturday, July 20th. Now, today is the 19th. You have 1 month. People need more than one invitation, more than one touch. You've probably heard it said before, somebody needs somewhere between 8 and 16 touches before they make a decision. And a touch isn't necessarily throwing up all over them. It's just providing value. So I would start planning now and plan out how can I invite everyone I know to this July 20th Longevity, Blood Flow, and Beamer event. It's a virtual event. You could host a watch party. You could collaborate with maybe a health and wellness facility in your area. You could collaborate with maybe you're in networking groups. You could collaborate with your networking group. If you're in a BNI or something like that, have all of them invite their people as well and actually turn it into an event. Have Beamer sessions, put bodies on Beamer, get disclaimers signed, because the timing of that is absolutely perfect because then you have follow-up, now is the best time to get a Beamer. Prices are increasing August 1st. Use that to your advantage as a sales tool and not an obstacle for yourself. Also, if you have not offered financing, even if you're not sure about the financing, get with your mentor, get with your upline, find out what the financing options are. There are other options besides the Klarna that's woven into the web shop. There are 0% credit cards out there, lots of different ways. Sometimes I use financing just as a follow-up, hey, Judy, I don't know if I've ever mentioned to you, but we do have financing. Would that be something of interest to you? Always ending with a question. Yeah, it would be. What does it look like? Well, I can introduce you to a card that you can get for 0% financing for 18 months. And then you can work in also, and if you went in to become a distributor or a Beamer partner or a Beamer consultant, whatever word you want to use, and you have four or five friends, family that you think might also be interested, we could get that paid off for you before the 18 months and you never spend a dime in interest. So lots of different ways that you can follow up with people that you maybe haven't mentioned to them before. So I am going to pause for a second and go to the phone line. We do have another hand raised. So 919-802, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan, and I have a favor to ask of you. I have two questions I'd like to ask you personally. So is it possible that we could get in contact off the line somewhere?
Oh, sure. I'm going to take down your number, Joan, and I will text you after. I have a conference call after this, so it'll probably be after 2 o'clock, but I'll reach out to you then.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. Okay. Anybody else have questions? Anything about follow up? Any situation that you currently maybe are in that you'd like to role play the follow-up situation? Any questions on the promotions that are currently going on? Hit 1 on the phone, and I will open up your phone line, and we can talk. We only have about 5 minutes left. So I'll go back to the July 20th event, because you have a month. And plan out, over the next 10, or over the next day or so, plan out how can I reach people and make 8 to 10 touches between now and July 20th to get people on board to either come to an event that you're going to create or watch it virtually. There is also, and I'm not sure of the date, but I'm going to see if I can find it. There is also, if you are working with any practitioners, doctors, naturopaths, chiropractors, physical therapists, anybody that is in a medical practice, Dr. Burka is doing for the first time ever a virtual medical roundtable, and that is actually on July 15th at 5 p.m. Now, they do have to register, so you are going to need to go into the back office to get that registration link. This is for anybody, again, in clinical practice to get on a call with Dr. Burka and other medical practitioners. This is actually, a huge, and normally he does these in-person before academies in certain areas. So it's really a great opportunity if you're working with anybody in the medical field. And let Dr. Burka do the heavy lifting and close those sales for you. Again, that's July 15th. Be sure to check the Team Up calendar. Both of that, the information for both of those events is in the back office. I have another caller with hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and take that right now. 563-343-563-343. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, this is Janet. Just one quick question. Do you know, is Dr. Burka going to have a Wellness Wednesday tonight?
We're in June. I believe, actually, I know because I was on it, last Wednesday. So I don't know if the recording. Yeah, it was last Wednesday. I don't know if the recording is up yet. But that call was with Dr. Gaeta, who is actually a brilliant naturopath, specialist in Chinese medicine. It was a great call. So, yeah, watch for the recording in the back office.
All right. And that's under the, which in the distributor library or documents?
Yes, if you go to the, if you go to the distributor library, Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays will be found underneath the tab that says Science and Medical.
Okay. All right.
And you'll you'll see the whole list there. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Janet.
I appreciate it. All right. Well, if I don't have any other questions, I'm going to give everybody one more opportunity to hit one on their phone. If they have any questions, want to role play a situation, need to understand promotions. All right, we've got 214-693. 214-693, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Lisa. This is Christy in Dallas. Thank you for hosting today and giving us all your amazing tips. I just had a question about a follow-up that I'm curious about. I met somebody over the weekend at a friend's house that does not live in Dallas. She's from out of state. She had a hip replacement and is having lots of issues, and I told her, you know, about the Beamer, and she was super excited, very into the kind of holistic, you know, wellness stuff, and she was like, I'm totally buying one of these, and she even asked the cost, and I told her, and she said, that doesn't scare me, because I know how, you know, these things, how valuable these things can be. So my question is, I did end up talking to her a little bit about financing. I told her there's credit cards out there that have, you know, 21 months, zero interest, things like that. She said that's probably how she'd want to go. So I sent her some information, gave her the, sent her the green screen video, and followed up with a text that put her on my, I have a, you know, an email drip campaign through a CRM system, put her on that. And then, so now I don't want to be too, you know, pushy with her, but she was like, I want to do this, but I don't know, you know, what's my next step as far as, you know, my approach with her. What would you do?
Okay. So she, when you sent her the green blood flow video, you sent that via text?
Yes.
Okay. And has she responded back to your text messages?
She did. It took about a day. And then I also, when I talked to her in person, she said, I'm not good at looking at my emails very often. So that's why I signed her up for emails. So she'll get emails from me. But I said, since you told me that you don't check your emails often, I'm sending you this video that's very intriguing. You should look at it. Let me know what you think. Also, I'm going to follow it up with a link to the credit card we spoke about. It took her about a day, and she finally replied this morning just saying thank you. But that was it.
Okay. So, yeah. So, again, I'm going to go back to I'm a huge proponent about picking up the phone and calling because people have gotten really out of the habit of actually having phone conversations because we have texting and emailing, right, or WhatsApp or whatever else is out there. So I would honestly, if she responded to you today, I'd wait one more day tomorrow, and I would actually pick up the phone and call her. Be prepared that she's probably not going to answer the phone, but kind of have a script out. And I would definitely let her know if you haven't already that the credit card process takes 7 to 10 days. And we definitely want to get this order in before the Beamer global price increase. Don't tell her when it is, unless she asks, because again, okay, that will create urgency of, oh, yeah, crap, I need to get this done.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's a great idea. Thank you, Lisa.
Yep, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, well, just like that, 45 minutes has flown by. It has been an honor and a privilege to be back on Blog Talk. Greg will not be back next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, you will have Dr. Marlies Vonk, and she is going to have a special guest. Our brand new Vice President of Sales, Ben Woodward, is going to be on next Wednesday. So definitely tune in for that. You guys have a great day, and go share Beamer.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.